Snap Studios. I spend so much time believing all the lies to keep the dream alive. And now, it makes me sad. It makes me mad at truth for loving what was you. Eyes without a face. You're listening to Spooked. Stay tuned. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. From KQED and PRX, you've crossed over to Spooked. Like to keep secrets. They said you don't tell your kids things that are not for them to know. So, my parents didn't tell us why they called my grandmother at 2 a.m. and asked her to come watch us. They didn't tell us they went to the hospital, and they didn't tell us why they didn't come back the next day. Or how, when my mother did return, why she couldn't speak to me. Or my little brother for a while. But I guess we learned early to keep secrets ourselves. It's why we didn't tell her about the face that looked just like us, my little brother and I, the face that visited us that night my mother was away. The face my brother and I saw in the darkness and were not afraid of. The face that stared back at us, smiling, in the nighttime. Later, when they confessed that there was a baby and their Jesus had taken that baby back into his bosom, my brother and I knew that child had made a stop first. My name is from Washington. Secrets are never as secret as you think they are. Spook starts now. Now, we're headed to the Windy City, Chi-Town. And since the listeners should note, we want to advise you that this story involves the death of a child. And our storyteller is Patti. And Patti takes us back in time to when she and her brother Ben were just 4 years old. And Patti's best friend in the whole world, her cousin Champ. Champ was only 3. Spooked.
He got the nickname Champ because my uncle was always like, you know, you're such a champ, you're doing so good, whenever we had to put the respirator on him. So that just stuck. Champ was really lively, laughing a lot, like a big, loud laugh, which would make me laugh. and we would both tilt our head back and laugh so loud. Champ never looked like he was sick. He had like these big, beautiful brown eyes. His eyelashes were so long and curly, and like, which are different from mine because mine are like long, but they're just straight. He missed like a lot of school because he was starting to get more and more sick. And he would be like, I want to go to school with you. I want to go to school with you. Like, take me with you to school. And I'm like, I can't take you to school. Like, but you know what? Just so that you don't be bored, I hid all these toys around the house. And he's like, which toys? And I'm like, I'm not going to tell you which toys. That's going to make it a little easier for you. And I'm like, you need to be challenged. So I'm at my after school program and I see my parents walk in to sign us out. And I'm like, wait, what's happening? Like, we usually get picked up later. And my mom is like, you know, like, just come on, let's go. We have to hurry up. So then we get in the car and she's like, we have to go to the hospital. Champ's in the hospital. And we're driving, we get to the hospital. And I just see everybody, like their faces. And I'm just like, what is happening? I've never seen them like this. And I'm like trying to ask, and my mom's just telling me, you know, be quiet, be quiet. And she rushes over to try to help calm down my tía. This day feels different because it's gloomy outside, but I'm being told to wear my super fancy clothes. And usually when I wear these type of clothes, it's for Easter. I really hated this dress. It was like pink. I had these white shoes with really itchy socks from Mexico, and they have a frilly thing around the ankle. Ben is dressed up in like this little suit. It's like a navy color. And I was like, oh, I wish I could wear blue. And my grandma's helping us get ready. And I'm just like, where are we going? Like, why do we have to wear these clothes? And my grandma's like, oh, yeah, we're going to see Champ. And I'm like, oh, finally, where's he been? Why haven't I seen him these past couple of days? And she's just like, oh, she's like, please, she's like, don't ask any questions. She's like, you'll see him. And when you see him, you have to be really quiet, you know, just don't make any trouble. We're at the wake. I'm told to go say bye to him. And I'm like, oh, he's just sleeping because I see him in his casket. And I'm like, oh, like, he'll wake up. Once everybody has gone to the front, like, a lot of people are sitting or, like, getting some refreshments in the next room. And I'm like, oh, like, no one's really paying attention right now. So this is my chance. And I told Ben, I'm like, I'll be back. I go up to the casket and I'm like, Champ, I'm like, hey, whenever you're ready to play, like, I know you're sleeping right now, but whenever you're ready to play, me and Ben are here. And like, we bought our toys and you forgot your toy, your favorite toy. But I brought it for you. I'm thinking of putting it in his hand, but then I'm like, if someone else sees it, they're probably gonna take it out of it. Because his casket was all white, all in the inside, it was all white, and he was wearing all white. So this purple little Barney toy is definitely going to stand out. I tell him, like, Champ, I'm just going to put it underneath you. I'm like, it's under you if you want it. After I put it under, like, it's like the small of his back, I put my hand inside next to his hand, and like I hold his hand and I squeeze it, and I'm just like, why is he cold? I wanted to try to like to warm up his hands, but the funeral director, they're like, hey, what are you doing? And I look back and I let his hand go. And he's like, you're not supposed to be touching him. Don't put your hand in the casket. And then I like hop off the pew thing and then I like run back to where Ben was with the rest of our toys. My parents work at McDonald's, so they would bring us home a lot of like the Happy Meal toys. They're like the Hamburglar or like the Batmobile. A lot of the toys too that you could get if you like put a quarter in it and you get like a little sticky hand. But the toys that we always played with, we would call them our guys, because I was like, these are dolls. And Champ's like, no, these are my guys. Me and Benny are in our grandmother's living room. We have all of our toys like spread out everywhere on the living room floor. And I'm like kneeling on the hardwood floors playing. All of a sudden, I just feel like a shift. It felt like when you're in the lake and a wave comes and it just pushes you forward a little bit. And then I like look over my left shoulder and I see Champ standing there in the doorway. And he's like, Bate. And I'm like, Champ. And I like jump up and then he starts running toward me and we both hug each other. It feels like it's really him. It feels like I'm really holding him, like hugging him. And I see his face and I see his big eyes and I see his smile, like his eye. I see everything. I see all of him. And he just feels really like warm. After we hug, like I pull away from him and I have my hands on his shoulders and I'm like, Champ, it's really you, it's really you. And I'm like kind of shaking him a little bit and he's like, and he's like, yeah, it's me. I'm like, wait, where's your respirator? We have to get your machine. And he's like, no, I don't need it anymore. And he's like, no, really. He's like, look, I can breathe. And he starts like inhaling this huge breath. And he's like, and then he like blows it, exhales. He's like, he's like, you see? He's like, I don't need it. And he's like smiling. And I'm like, okay, you don't need it. I was like, wow. I was like, I've never seen you breathe like that. And I'm like, okay, like, well, come on, let's play. And then he's like, yeah, I brought my toy. We kneel on the floor, like, start playing with our toys, and he's like, pff, pff. He's like, ah, I got you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, you didn't get me. And he's like, that's not fair. I got you first. And I'm like, oh, okay, fine, like, you got me. And then I, like, plop over the toy. Ah, like, I'm dead. And we start laughing, and I was like, where have you been? Like, I haven't seen you. He's like, I don't know. He's like, I just went away, and then I came back. And then I was like, the last time I saw you, you were sleeping. in this thing and you were wearing all white. And I'm like, where are your clothes? Because he's wearing just a t-shirt and like shorts. And he's like, I don't need those clothes. I just want to play. And then we're just playing. Again, like I feel this shift. I hear my grandma saying like, Bati. I turn around and like she's at the doorway. She's like, ¿A quién le hablas, mija? And I was like, Champ. I'm like, he's here. And she's like, where? He's right here. And when I turn, like he's no longer there. And my grandma's like, is this the first time that you see him? And I'm like, well, yeah, like since when the last time when he was sleeping. And she's like, oh, okay. And then she tells Ben, like, go, like, you know, like, go back to play with Bati. And Ben's like, uh-uh. Like, I don't want to. And then my grandma's like, okay, well, you know what? It's time to eat anyway. So come on, like, let's go to the kitchen. But I did talk to him about it. I was like, you didn't feel a push or anything? He's like, you just stopped playing with me and you started talking to Champ. And I got scared and I went and I got Grandma. I don't know if you did that on purpose to scare me, but don't do that again. I'm like, Ben, I didn't do that to scare you. I'm not trying to be mean to you. Champ was really there. And Ben was like, well, I didn't see him and I didn't hear him. That's when I think me and my grandmother got even more close because she started telling me, like, we come from a line of healers and curanderas. We can feel and see things that other people can't, and it's not something that you can learn how to do. At this point, I'm, like, getting older, and I'm not playing as much. I start reading more. Ben and I are in our living room and we're on the couches, like opposite couches. I'm reading. Ben's like reading me the Mad Lib. The Mad Lib ends and we're like laughing. And then one of our toys is by the TV on the floor, and whenever you press this toy on, it would say hello, and when you turn it off, it would say goodbye. All of a sudden, it just says hello. And Ben like looks up at me and he was like, did you do that? And I'm like, no. I'm like, how can I do that? I'm all the way over here on this couch. The toy's over there. And he like looks at the toy and he looks at me. He's like, oh, I thought you had the toy like behind your back or something. And then at that moment it says, goodbye. I'm like, dude, it's probably just Champ. And he's like, just let it go, like it's not Champ. And I'm like, well, it's not me. I'm gonna prove to you that it's Champ. I get like a butter knife from the kitchen. I unscrew the four screws. I pop out these four batteries. I screw it back together and I leave the toy on the floor. And then we go back to doing reading and Ben's doing the Mad Libs. And then he reads it to me again. Like, we're laughing. And again, this toy goes, hello. Ben jumps off the couch. And he's like, Mom! And I don't know where my mom was, but Ben just leaves. I stay on the couch. I'm just still reading my book. I just say hello. I was like, I know it's you, Champ. I'm like, well, you're scaring Ben. In come my mom and Ben. And my mom's like, are you scaring Ben? And I'm like, no. I'm like, it's Champ. Like, he's playing with the toys. And Ben thinks that I'm the one playing tricks. Ben has always been like a little scaredy cat. At this point, she's like, I'm just so tired. She's like, I'm so tired of this. I just don't believe you, Bathy. Like, I don't. And she was like, stop. And then she leaves the living room and Ben like follows with her. I say out loud, I'm like, Champ, this is getting really hard for me. People saying that they don't believe me. I was like, I need you to show them that you're the one playing with these toys and it's not me. The toy goes off again and it just says goodbye. I felt bad for telling him, like, stop playing with the toys, because we were always playing with toys. That was our thing. During this time, I still talk to him out loud when I'm alone. The only times when I see him again are when he visits me in my dreams. A couple years pass, and me and Benny start playing outside. We pick up skateboarding, and we're skateboarding in front of my grandma's house. I just get this feeling like to look at my grandmother's house. I stop skateboarding and I like kick the board to Ben and I'm like, your turn. And then I like look at the house. I'm like, I cannot believe my eyes. I was like, whoa. I see Champ like on the third floor window and he's like waving. I like bring my hands to my eyes and I like rub my eyes and I'm like blinking, looking at the window again, and he's still there and I'm like, whoa. So I start waving back and I just yell out, I'm like, hey Champ. Ben, he's like, what'd you say? Because he's down the block at this point. And I'm like, Champ's here. I'm like, he's at the window, come say hi to him. And Ben's like, don't scare me like that. That's mean. He's like, don't do that. So then I look again, and then he's no longer there. I was just like frustrated because I'm like, stupid Ben. The time that I was like talking to Ben, I could have like gone into the house and like talk with Champ. So as me and Benny play more and more outside, I see less of Champ. I feel less of Champ. So I felt really alone because when I would try to talk to Ben about how I was feeling or what was happening, he was always like, I don't want to talk about this. And I feel like Champ was the only person that I can talk to about the things that were happening. I told him, like, Champ, I really need to see you and I need to just talk to you. Like, I just want to talk to you. I'd be really sad and I would fall asleep. Like, my dream would just start. And he'd be like, I'm here, Bathy. Like, you said you wanted to see me. And I'm like, yeah, like, where have you been? Like, I haven't seen you. Like, you don't come to visit me. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I've just been busy. And I'm like, busy? I'm like, what do you have to do? Like, I'm at the age where, like, I understand, like, people die now. So I'm like, you're dead. Like, what do dead people have to do? And he's like, I'm meeting other people. Like, I'm playing with them. You know, I've got things to do. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm so glad you could fit me in your busy schedule. And he would just be laughing. And he's just like, okay. And then he'd be like, wait, you look different. He's like, why do you look like that? Like, what's going on? What's happening? And I explained to him, like, I'm growing up. Like, this is what happens. Like, if you were still alive, this would happen to you too. Because in my dreams, he's always still small. Like, he's still a little kid. He's just like, oh, he's like, man, yeah, then I'm glad I didn't have to grow up. And I'm like, I know, like, it's hard. Things are getting harder. I was like, I don't want to grow up. And he's like, well, you have to, but, like, you can figure out, like, how to grow up. Ask grandma. I'm pretty sure she'll tell you, like, how to do it. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I should talk to her more. Even though I wouldn't see him when I was awake, I would see him in my dreams. And he would tell me, he's like, well, if you really, like, need to see me again, like, just tell me and I'll try. And he would tell me too, like, but don't be mad if I don't come right away. And he's just like, it just means that I'm busy. He stopped coming to me in my dreams. I chalked it up to me just getting older, but also I became, like, really depressed when I was about 14. And my grandma, she was the one that took care of me at that time. And I would tell her, even when I talk to him, I don't feel like he's here anymore. And I don't feel him around anymore. And she was like, that's okay. Like, right now, you're not yourself. Like, he'll come back to you. When my sister bought a house and it was, you know, bare, that day I was gonna pick out which room I was gonna have. When I enter into this one room that's off of the living room, there's a little toy there. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is my room. I like come out of the room and I'm like, Breezy. And she's like, what? Did you leave this there? I'm like, it's a little toy. And she's like, what? She's like, no. Like, this whole house has been empty. Like, nobody has come in. You're the first person to come and, like, pick out which floor and which room. And I was like, oh, snap. I was like, okay, well, I know which room I'm going to get. I would find toys all around, like, anywhere that I went, like, when it was to my therapy, like, to school, to my sports. It was different routes all the time. So I'm like, this has to be for me then. You know, like, Champ has to have left this for me. I would tell Champ, like, I'm playing the game now too. Like, I'm leaving you stuff. I'll buy, like, maybe $5 worth of little toys. And we have these things called árbol libros, which are tree libraries. I leave books and I take books, and I also leave little toys. It's just still celebrating the way that our relationship was when he was alive.
Thank you so much to Patty for sharing your story with Spoot. We also want to send big love to Patty's Abuelita. The original score for that story was by Leon Morimoto. It was produced by Annie Nguyen.
yourself first. Have you told someone? Because this dark path is better together than alone. And remember, if you also like storytelling under the bright light of day, get the amazing, stupendous, incredible Snap Judgment podcast at Storytelling with the B. This book was created by the team that knows full well to beware of small children with glowing eyes. Except for, of course, Mark Ristich, who was once a small child with glowing eyes. There's Anna Sussman, our chief spooksters Eliza Smith, Chris Hambrick, Annie Nguyen, Lauren Newsom, Jacob Winnick, Leon Morimoto, Renzo Goriel, Teo DeCott, Marissa Dodge, Greta Weber, Aaliyah Yates, Zoe Ferrigno, Shana Khan, Tiffany DeLisa, Ann Ford, and Fernando Hernandez. Oh, they may be adorable, cute, precious even, but that's how they trick you in the end. Do not be fooled. Never, ever, never, ever, never, 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 ever, never, 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 never turn out the lights. This story was summoned in the dark of night by KQED and PRX.